Here with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
A survival guide for humanity, that's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner. And that's also how the UN described the major new report on climate change, which was issued yesterday. The Irish Times leads with the line that the UN is to push wealthy countries to commit to a global climate solidarity pact, whereby all big carbon emitters will scale up efforts to cut emissions. The paper's lead editorial also suggests that the short video, which UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres broadcast yesterday, should be compulsory daily viewing for every government across the globe. Back in the Examiner, meanwhile, John Gibbons writes that by not taking action on climate change now, we are choosing to dig our children and our grandchildren's graves. For its lead story, the Irish Independent takes the line that hundreds of thousands of public servants have seen their pension pots increase by more than 14% over the past 2 years due to inflation. Rural TDs, we have demands, that's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, which reports that the Regional Independence Group of TDs has issued Housing Minister Dara O'Brien with a list of demands as the government seeks to shore up support ahead of tomorrow's vote on the eviction ban. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the trial of Richard Burke, who's pleaded not guilty of the murder, but guilty of the manslaughter of mother of two, Jasmine McMonagall, at her home in Donegal in January 2019. Another murder trial, which has already played out in court, that of Patrick Quirk, who is currently serving a life sentence for the murder of Bobby Ryan, generates a lead story in the Irish Sun, following yesterday's Supreme Court ruling that the seizure of Mr. Quirk's computer in 2013 was unlawful. Pictures of Stephen Gerrard, which were taken on a recent trip to Dublin, provide the Irish Daily Star with its lead story. And the Irish News leads today with the results of a poll conducted by the Institute of Irish Studies and the University of Liverpool, which suggests that Sinn Féin has grown its support to 30.6% in Northern Ireland. Support for the DUP has grown to 23.9%, while the Alliance Party is now at 15.4%, ahead of the UUP's 11.3% and the SDLP, which is at just 6.7%. The price of the pint prevails over politics in the Belfast Telegraph, which leads with the line that a pint of Guinness is to increase by up to 40 pence in some pubs in Belfast. Katie Taylor is pictured on the front of a number of today's papers promoting her fight with Chantelle Cameron, which is due to take place at the Three Arena in May. And finally, another woman whose picture appears in some papers today is Anne Leslie Smith. The 66-year-old is described as a vineyard owner on the front of the Mail, while in a piece in The Independent, we're told that she's also a former San Francisco police chaplain. The reason she's in the news is because she's due to become Rupert Murdoch's fifth wife following his divorce from former supermodel Jerry Hall less than a year ago. We're told that the 92-year-old proposed to Miss Smith in New York on St. Patrick's Day.